Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we're going to talk about the misconceptions or why everybody that calls me says, you know, I want a mortgage, but I don't want an FHA loan. My question to them that I come back with is they're just like, you know, we just don't want an FHA loan because it's, you know, the stigma about it is you have bad credit, you're a bad consumer, you're a bad person. I don't get it. So today what I want to talk about in the first segment is when you should look into or what when it might benefit you the most to get an FHA loan. So we're going to go over the misconceptions. Let me go over the guidelines first, and then I'm going to go over the conventional guidelines. That's the other type of loans there are out there. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, people that call me. For example, I have realtors that will ask me to go to condo associations and talk to the, you know, the staff or the members of the condo association and talk to them about why they might want to get FHA approved for their condo association. And because most of the time when I do talk to somebody at the association, they're like, we don't want those kind of people in here. So let me go over, you know, when it might benefit you to get an FHA loan. So, but let me go over the underwriting guidelines first. All right. So to get an FHA loan, yes, you only truly need a 500 credit score. Probably you're going to find, if you call it 100 lenders, you're going to find one or two that will go down to a 500. Normally, you're at the range of 580 and above. Okay, so to qualify for a normal FHA mortgage, you need a 580 credit score versus a conventional loan with a 620. Okay, so those are the differences in the credit scores. Your debt ratio. We talked about debt ratio meticulously on the show, as well as YouTube channels that I have or videos and other podcasts. So your debt ratio, what that is it's all the expenses on your credit report, just on your credit report mainly, and your proposed or your mortgage payment divided by your gross income. That's your income before they take all the taxes and all the deductions out of your paycheck. On an FHA loan, you can go to a 57% debt ratio, okay? On conventional loans, you're maxed out at 50. If you go 50.01, you're going to get turned down, okay? That's the difference there as well. Bankruptcies and foreclosures. This is one of the main areas where you would go with an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. FHA guidelines have a bankruptcy. You have to be out of the bankruptcy for 2 years. On a conventional program, you have to be out of that bankruptcy for 4 years. Okay, so a 2-year difference there. Foreclosures. This is a dramatic difference. If you've had a foreclosure FHA only requires that you're out of that foreclosure for 3 years. Conventional financing, 7 years. Now, I'm going to let me dig down real quick while we're at this foreclosure piece. If you had a foreclosure, that doesn't mean the date that kind of the bank stepped in and kicked you out. What it does is, or the dates that are the starting date is the date that the deed was taken out of your name. Many people run into this issue. They might have been foreclosed on kind of technically in January of, I'll just say, 2019. However, the deeds and all the court proceedings took 6-8 months. It could be a year until that deed was taken out of your name. So what happens is you have to use a lender that's going to go in a little deeper and find those deeds that took you out of the vesting of the property. Okay. So now those are the basic guidelines when it comes to conventional financing and FHA financing. So now, when would be a good, let's say you've never had a bankruptcy. You've never had a foreclosure. Your debt ratio is under 50%. So now you have the option of going either which way. You can go with a conventional financing or FHA financing. So which one would be the best? Well, that's where, you know, a company like me comes into play. I will search and break it down for you to let you know this is the route that I would suggest you go and why, okay? So the biggest issues when it comes to interest rates and fees, all right? So let's delve down in that avenue. When would it be best to go with an FHA loan versus a conventional loan? Normally, when your credit scores are below 680, because when you're below 680, you're going to have a dramatic increase in your rate with a conventional loan. And if you don't put down 20% as a down payment on the property, you're going to have what is called PMI. So let's take two scenarios here. You have one client that has a 640 credit score, and they want to put the minimum down. And again, they don't have a bankruptcy foreclosure. Their debt ratio is in line. Everything else fits. Okay. So they want to go minimum down. So they have the options of going with a conventional and an FHA loan. So now what does it dive down to? What is the costs? What is the rate? And what is the PMI factor? The factor that gets added to your payment each month to basically insure that loan because you did not put down 20% of a down payment. So on a conventional financing, if you have a 640 credit score and you only go with 3 or 5% of a down payment, your rate is most likely, depending on the lender you go through, is going to be at least a half to possibly 1% higher than it would with an FHA loan. Okay, so that's one piece. Let's say you can get a rate of 0.75 less if you go with the FHA loan versus the conventional loan. So now that's the interest rate. And I'll give you some factors and then I'll just put it in kind of layman's terms. Now that PMI factor. The PMI factor on the FHA program is 0.85. So let's say that the PMI factor would come to $100 in this case. The PMI factor for conventional financing varies dramatically, but it probably in that case, where you would be looking at 1.25 factor. So in this scenario, let's say that that is $150. So now let's compare that 640 score home buyer with those two programs. FHA is going to give you 4.5. Conventional financing is going to give you 5. Which is better? There's more to the story. Now your PMI factor. FHA is going to cost you $100 a month, and the conventional loan is costing you $150 a month. Now which is better? There's still a little bit more. FHA charges you a fee of 1.75% of the loan amount as a fee up front. They will finance that into the loan, so you don't have to come up with that much more in cash. But they'll finance that. They are charging you that. So in this case, let's say it's a $100,000 loan. You're talking $1,750. Okay, now which one is better? Now we have basically all the details. If you're going to be there over a year, which in most cases you probably are going to be there over a year, you're most likely or probably better off going with the FHA program. So there you go. That is, when is it best to get an FHA loan? So you make those you break down that analysis all the way up to a credit score of 680, maybe even 700. Once you hit 680 to 700, 720, 740, now it's a different ballgame. Now we can say, okay, the conventional financing rate is the same. Your PMI factor is the same or less, and you don't have that upfront fee. Now what do you go with? Well, obviously, we would most likely go with the conventional financing. So that is basically what we wanted to talk about today is, when is it best to go with an FHA loan? And that is the scenario. That's the case of, I would choose the FHA loan. Not that you're a bad person, not that you had a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, you have terrible credit. It's basically the math behind everything. It is going to cost you less in your payment, less over the long run dramatically to go with an FHA loan than a conventional loan. So the stigma or the bad rap that FHA gets is undeserved. However, yes, it will go down to a 500 credit score. I've seen people with a 700 credit score, people with a 550 credit score, and I would give the person with a 550 score money out of my pocket and think I'm getting that, we'll get that money back than the 700 credit score people sometimes. Not all the times, but the credit scoring system does have its flaws. So that's what we go over with an FHA program. So I'm going to dig in a little bit more about FHA programs and VA programs and USDA programs in the next segment. I hope you stay tuned because it's really interesting what I'm going to go over, and it's going to show you how, you know, the banks are more likely to approve your loan with an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. And we're going to go over why. So I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to check me out, please give me a call to talk to me personally. My number is 630-338-1160. You can email me. That's probably one of the best ways to get me. The way to email me is dan.frio@gmail.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. God bless. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Let me go over some information that you might not know about FHA and VA and all the government-backed or government-guaranteed loans. Don't know if you care, but let me just go over it with you real quick. You might have felt bad for the banks when everything crashed. Well, don't. Most cases, they didn't lose any money. They made it sound like a good scenario. You know, wanted you to feel bad for them, and then you go back and say, you know, and I'll pay some extra fees because I just feel so darn bad for you. Let me go over what happens when a government-guaranteed loan, somebody gets foreclosed on. The simplest one is a VA mortgage, okay? A VA mortgage is for veterans. God bless you if you're a veteran. My dad's still with us. I just went to visit him not too long ago. He's a World War II vet, and I actually put him on my Facebook page. He was talking about, you know, going over overseas, and he was on the warship, and, you know, it was all kind of cool stories, and I Facebooked him live without him knowing, and he told some great stories. So thanks, Dad. But VA mortgages, what happens is the VA, they'll insure your mortgage. They're not doing it for your benefit, I guess is the best way to put it. They're doing it for the benefit of the bank. So what happens is, heaven forbid you get foreclosed on. Okay, what happens is automatically your loan goes to the VA, and the VA will pay the bank 100% of all the fees that they incurred during that foreclosure. 100% of the fees. the foreclosure fees, the attorney fees, the listing fees, anything. So anything that they got less than, so they get your home, they sell it, and basically then the VA makes them whole 100%. Bet you didn't know that. So back, 10 years ago when the world kind of ended and there was a ton of foreclosures, all the banks were made whole out of the VA funding fee. So the VA has increased some fees since then to recoup that monies in the effort of continuing to, insure these VA programs. Basically, the same thing happens with the FHA program, but they're not paid by VA. They're paid by HUD. So the banks are made whole by HUD. So any government insured loan, the lender's made whole. So that's why in many cases, the guidelines get lowered and they make the agreement with HUD and with the VA that they will do these loans and they get to help more people. But the banks, are really not on the hook for these loans because if there is default, they're made whole. Okay, so just threw that out as a little tidbit. I just ran across a video the other day and I found it interesting and I talk about this sometimes, but the caption of the video was, what's the difference between me and Quicken? And that was this gentleman's, take on the situation. And I found it intriguing because not a lot of people realize the differences in companies. What I do versus what Quicken does versus what Wells Fargo does versus what Guaranteed Rate does versus what, Bank of America does. Let me break it down to you and kind of explain what we all do and then how we all, how the rates get adjusted, the fees get adjusted, kind of go through a little punch list of facts behind everything. And then you make the judgment call on who you seem fit most likely to give you the best deal. Okay, so let's go through it. What do I do? Okay, I help you, the client, the home buyer. You employ me to go out in the market and help you obtain a mortgage. Okay, I am highly regulated with fees, rates, a whole bunch of stuff. Okay. So my job is a fiduciary responsibility for me is to go in the market and find you the best program that fits your unique situation. That's my job. How I get paid is the lender pays me a fee because they don't have a loan officer to pay. That loan officer would get a salary, benefits, probably a bonus on doing volume in their, how much volume they do in loans. A whole skew of things. And, they probably go on trips on the company and all this stuff. There's a lot of cost for that company, for that employee. So me, I do basically 90% of the work for your mortgage application. And then what I do is I drop off or take that mortgage application or upload it to a lender. Quicken, in a roundabout way, is one of the lenders that we are set up with to deal with. So, and this gentleman that was on the, that made the video that I just watched, he actually went through the same thing. So, and he explained retail and wholesale, and I'll do that. Just let me go back 1 second. So what do? I go in the market and I try to find you a better rate than you can find on your own with little to no fees. And there is no fee for me directly paid by you. Okay. If I could not do that, if I couldn't obtain a better rate and better fees, then you wouldn't use me. I'd be out of business. I've done this for 31 years. It must be working. Okay. So now let's go into the Quickens. I can deal with Quicken on what they call a wholesale level. Let me explain this in a little detail this way. If you went this weekend to Ruth Chris's steakhouse or Morton's or one of the big steakhouses, and you sat down and ordered a ribeye and said, I want the 12 ounce ribeye. And, they don't go in the back and then run down the Jewel and buy that steak. What they've done is they've gone down to the Chicago Meat District, bought the best steaks in town at the lowest prices that anybody could pay. And you have to be a wholesaler or a restaurant or a big entity to be able to do that. You and I can't go into that steakhouse or meat market and buy at the same prices that Morton's and all these other companies are buying from. So when people deal with me, I deal with lenders who are what they call wholesalers. In many cases, you, the consumer, the home buyer, cannot go to that company directly to get that rate. So on my case, in my situation, we're going to stick with Quicken, and I'm not bashing Quicken. This isn't a bash on them at all. Great company. I can go to Quicken's wholesale division and get a lower rate than you will get by going to their retail division. On average, and I've looked at probably 20 to 30 different loan applications or loan estimates from people, my costs are on average $2,200 cheaper than if you go to Quicken directly. So I got Quicken products. So I got the same product base as Quicken. If I go, you choose to use Quicken, which in probably 99% of the cases I don't, because they don't have the best wholesale rates and fees. But if you were to go to Quicken, you would pay a higher rate, higher fees to get money, to get a mortgage. Why would you do that? So that's the, you know, basic, you know, that's how I work versus Quicken. You know, how do they pay for all their advertising? How do they pay for the stadiums they buy? How do they pay for the race cars they own? Well, they charge you fees, a lot of fees. So probably out of 100 loans that I do, Quicken might get one. They might fit a sweet spot somewhere, somehow, some way. Now let's talk programs. So that's what happens if you go to Quicken or you go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo. Now let's talk products. If you go to Quicken or you go to Wells Fargo or you go to Bank of America, you have their one set of guidelines. Here's my analogy on that. You want to buy a car. You really don't know what kind of car you want to buy, but you really need a car. Your car just hit 200,000 miles and it's chugging down the street every day and you don't even know if it's going to start. So you want to buy a car. So if you go to the Jeep dealer, what are you going to find there? Are you going to find Cadillacs? Are you going to find Chryslers? Are you going to find Toyotas? No, you're going to find Jeeps. Okay, so if you really don't know what you want or need, and you go to the Jeep dealer, your options are Jeeps. So if you really don't know which mortgage product you need or want, most people don't, by going to Bank of America, by going to Quicken, by going to Wells Fargo, you're going to the Jeep dealer. You have one set of programs to choose from. By going to me, it's like going to CarMax. I get everything. Why I choose to be a broker is because I deal with about 20, 21 different lenders, wholesale lenders, is because if that program is out there, I want it. I want to be able to offer it to my clients. If a new program comes into town and we find out about it, I will go to that lender and sign up with them so I can offer that product at wholesale pricings. Again, I would get their products in probably 90% of the cases. You can come to me and to access those products at cheaper rates with little to no fees. So that's the difference between me, Quicken, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Guaranteed Rate, all those companies. I'm the CarMax. They're the Jeep dealership. So I hope this show served a purpose for you. If you like it, please, you know, share this. Everything is on podcast as well. I also create YouTube videos out of all these. Share it with people. You know, spread the word. Help me spread the word. Help me help others. And that's the only way that we can get the word out. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. Stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to have an exciting show. We're going to go over a bunch of things. And I'm also going to, in the second segment, go over some basic hacks that I've been getting a great response from on YouTube. So I want to thank you. If you want to reach me, just send me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com, or give me a call at 630-338-1160. God bless. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.